This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Time for our weekly wrap of Wall Street and Beyond. Here to make sense of it all is Sudeep Reddy of the Wall Street Journal and Cardiff Garcia of the blog FT Alphaville. Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Say, you just heard from all those bar patrons in Greece. I thought it was interesting when that guy said to Stephen, I don't see the point of being in the Eurozone. We don't have any money anyway. Does he have a point, Cardiff?
Well, I think that piece, which had a very heavy element of sadness to it, really reflected pretty well the confusion, the uncertainty on the part of the Greek people. Because if you look at opinion polls, on the one hand, most Greeks actually still do want to stay in the euro. On the other hand, the costs imposed on them by their government and by the rest of Europe so far have just taken a really catastrophic toll on them. So, I think in a minute we're going to talk about the macro implications of all this. But I think in terms of what's happening in that country, yeah, your heart goes out to these people.
Right. Sudeep, why don't we talk a little bit about this election Sunday? It seems very far away to a lot of Americans, but this is a very big deal. What is riding on this, Sudeep?
Well, for the Greeks, they're really choosing between bad and worse, and that's one of their problems. There's really no good outcome for them, and that's why it is such a sad situation. For the rest of the world, we're all waiting for this moment to determine how the Eurozone shakes out, how global financial markets react to this, and there are really only two paths forward out of this. One is that what happens on Sunday will, in the coming weeks, lead to this global contagion in financial markets where we all go into another spiral. The best case is this muddle through scenario where Greece stays in the Eurozone and we just go through these ups and downs for years. And neither one is really obviously very good for anyone.
Right. Stock market on Monday. That's what we're going to be watching, right? The reaction on the stock market. What could happen?
So I think we're going to be watching the stock market, yeah, but we're also going to certainly be watching the yields on sovereign debt all throughout Europe, as we have been for the last few weeks. And I thought that was really nicely framed by Sudeep, the sort of percentages and outcomes and things like that. I mean, to add a little bit of sobriety to the conversation, because I think a lot of people have been getting ahead of themselves. I still see the incentives lining up as follows, right, which is that it's still more likely that Greece stays in than leaves. I mean, the sort of possibility of a Lehman-like event is still too high for anybody's comfort. But if you think about it, Greece can't afford a third election. I mean that literally. They don't have enough money to get themselves through July without the next sort of tranche of bailout money. And if you look at the incentives throughout the rest of Europe, it really doesn't help anyone. The toll on the Greek economy in the near term would be catastrophic. And for the rest of Europe, they'd be worried that other countries would follow them out, because this would set the precedent and would show that, in fact, a country can leave. So I still think the most likely outcome is that muddle-through scenario that Sudeep talked about. But again, everybody's nervous right now, and there's really just, again, profound uncertainty as to what exactly is going to happen next week.
Yeah. Now, we have less than a minute to talk about Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, on Capitol Hill today. He testified before the Senate committee. But, you know, they were so deferential to him that Jon Stewart was actually mocking Congressman on his show this week. Why were they so darn nice to Mr. Dimon, do you think?
It's really kind of funny to watch all of this, because it demonstrates how conflicted we are about our banking system. J.P. Morgan,
right.
When you talk about all the financial institutions that caused the crisis, wouldn't be at the top of anyone's list of grievances, even if you have grievances about the banking system. But this really shows how bitter we remain, and it can be useful to even have this discussion about whether Jamie Dimon was treated too nicely, because it reminds us of all
right.
of our failures leading into the crisis, and at least we can have that discussion before another bubble.
Okay, I'm going to have to
add that with each senator having exactly 5 minutes, given the choice between getting across their prepackaged ideological viewpoints versus getting into anything substantive, well, are we surprised at what they chose?
Right. All right, we got to cut it off there. Sudeep Reddy of the Wall Street Journal, Cardiff Garcia of FT Alphaville. Thanks, guys, and have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.